We often think about Illinois history when we think about Lincoln. We think about major events, but that's not necessarily what's being spotlighted in this exhibit.
That's right. The Illinois State Museum is more than just Lincoln. We're about the entire land of Lincoln and its history going back over 500 million years.
Some of the things that are going to be in this exhibit, give us an example.
Oh, well, there's going to be a cabinet of curiosities, which is where all museums owe their start. Rare artifacts and specimens and some art. And we have some wonderful examples from anthropology, stunning collections of the 12,000-year record of cultural development here in Illinois by Native Americans, including stone-carved arrowheads and spear tips, some dating back thousands of years, animal effigy pipes and vessels, and a stunning, stunning beaded garment. In archaeology, we have a mastodon mandible. We have a mastodon tusk. There are botanical specimens that are all from native plants here in Illinois. We have the state, some of the state symbols that are represented by botany, zoology. We have the taxidermy mounts, Illinois birds, rodents, animals.
So some of these items, even though this is celebrating the 200 years of us as a state here in Illinois, goes back, many of these items go back much farther than that, even prehistoric.
Yes, that's right. All of the disciplines across the board for the museum, our natural history, our art, and our decorative arts collections are on display. I mean, essentially, it's a celebration of our state's bicentennial anniversary, but we go beyond. That's why it's called Bicentennial and Beyond, the Illinois Legacy Collection. And the Illinois Legacy Collection is comprised of about 13.5 million objects. Some of the displays interact with these different disciplines. So you might have a painting and a specimen. For instance, we have a Carolina parakeet painting by Kevin Vieira, which was done in 2015. We also have the mount of a Carolina parakeet, a taxidermied mount. So it's this collaborative across disciplines kind of organization of the show. And it was all done by the curators. And it's all about those stories that these objects tell.
So how did you decide what to leave out, I guess, would be a better question.
That's a really great question because there's so much to choose from. So a lot of it was the individual curator's choice about what they felt had a good backstory to it. We have some wonderful examples of itinerant art and folk art. And so we pulled some pieces, for instance, Frank Pearson Richards did these polychrome sculptures back in the early 1900s of Lincoln and Washington on a horse and General Grant on a horse. And he lived here in Springfield, and he would pull these, he put them in wagons on the 4th of July and pull them around the neighborhood with little flags on them. And the children just love them. They're just wonderful objects.
So at times we seem to take history, I think, a bit for granted. And some of these items, they go from the pretty fascinating to maybe something people might consider more mundane. This is really an opportunity to take a step back and say, you know, it's pretty amazing, some of these items and some of what is all around us.
Right. Like the, I mean, when you talk about the mundane, the utilitarian objects that are chosen for the exhibition, for instance, the horse-drawn, 1830s horse-drawn sod-busting plow. And it's this old rusty, you know, wooden plow, but it was how we began. It was the humble beginnings of our Illinois agriculture. And we have a mourning blouse worn by Mary Todd Lincoln in there with some other Civil War artifacts. Like, so you have the blouse and you have a long rifle, a Springfield long rifle from the 1840s that was used by an Illinois soldier in the Civil War. Along with a medic kit with the saw that you would use to amputate on the field. So there's all of these what seem like mundane objects, but the stories behind them are just what brings history to life.